Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as the view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, there's, again, much to talk about. And, again, the conversation comes to this. They're saying the same things over and over again. We've been trained up in the ways of the narrative setters, the bad guys, and we're highlighting all the crimes of corruption within our government system rather than magnifying the law through the people to the equivalency of 329.5 million people against their crimes. We're tolerating less than 1.7% of the population. It reminds me of when the Lord told the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1. And it talks about how the Lord said, I've set the land before you, go up and possess it. Possess means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. And of course, that's all been done. But if you look in Joshua 22, it talks about how you still have to keep the same commandments. They're not suggestions, okay, in maintaining your possession. Okay, that you might not be dispossessed. And as I'm reading in Deuteronomy 20, chapter 1, it tells us that the Lord said, listen, I've said it before you, as the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. The only thing that he told us to do is to maintain his commandments in keeping his judgments and his statutes, that we might know righteousness and peace within the gate. He said he would be with those people both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, namely in the book of Acts. Okay? And what did the children of Israel do? They murmured in their tents. And then they said, well, the Lord has hated us. He has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites, their enemies, to destroy us. That's not at all what the Lord has done. And what does it tell us in 28, Deuteronomy chapter 1, whither shall we go up, our brother, and have discouraged our heart? The mainstream media is set on discouraging your heart. They are set on oppressing you. They are set on paralyzing you through the use of fear. They are set on deceiving the people into believing there's a lot more of them than there really is. This is history lesson 101, folks. This isn't something new. There's nothing new under the sun, it tells us in Ecclesiastes 1:4. This is history repeating itself when it comes to a disobedient people, okay? They get mad at the Lord, as the Lord gave them the possession, which you already have, Americans. You have the audacity to say that the Lord hates you because of the bad things happening, when the Lord has laid it to your charge to keep his commandments, to keep and to do them, that you might have a long life and that you might live. Proverbs 7:2. But what did the people do? They murmured in their tents, and they did nothing but complain about the problems. Okay? That's what Scripture tells us. And the Bible tells us that the Lord was angry with the people. Why? Because they didn't believe the Lord that he had given them the possession. Well, Americans, open your eyes. You have the possession of the greatest country in the history of the world. And either you are going to maintain it and believing what the Lord has told you to do, not asked you to do, but told you to do, and what it is that he told you to do, or else you're going to lose it all. And then the Lord says, go ahead, go around the mountain again. Hey, Americans, you know how I continuously go back to you and I say, you know what? Why are we talking about this new topic, this new crime of the day concerning corruption in the government, when you haven't dealt with the last one? Because the minute that you deal with corruption in government and you send the message that we will not tolerate your crimes, it's going to stop that you don't have to go around the mountain again and again and again and again and again. What the Lord says in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Now listen, if you don't want to listen, go ahead. Go around the mountain again. Go around the mountain for 40 years. Americans, I've been in ministry for 23 years, and that's all I've seen the American people do is go around the mountain over and over and over again rather than to listen to the voice of the Lord. And the voice of the Lord says, turn around, take your possession, deal with the corrupt, and maintain the possession that I gave you. But again, if you don't want to do that, go around the mountain. Go around the mountain. And then he tells us, the ones that are going to go into the promised land, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 36, who's going to go in and possess the land? Save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him I will give the land that he hath trodden upon. Oh, it's true. And to his children I will give it to him. Why? Because he hath wholly followed the Lord. See, the Lord said that you're to seek me and you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Not just a little here and a little there and a little Jesus there and a little I'll be here. I mean, what kind of a father, think about that, what kind of a father demands obedience of his children in part? Is that how it works for you and your children in your home? And by the way, are you pointing the finger to the Christ that demands obedience? And the reason he demands obedience is, don't tell everybody that you belong to me unless you hear me and obey me, and you obey me because you love me. Right? 1 John 2:6. I mean, after all, it tells us in the book of chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3 of 1 John, what does it tell us? 2 John, 3 John. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Oh my goodness. Oh, that doesn't line up with my heretical teachings and my hypocrisies. I know it doesn't. That's why people get angry with me. I get it. I understand that the word of the Lord is a stumbling block and a rock of offense to a disobedience. And I get it. I hear it all day long. Especially coming from people you thought you knew better of. In fact, you didn't, because the Lord brings it to the light. Hey, folks, if you're going to be a preacher and you're going to bring the fire, you're going to be tried by the fire. And you're going to be tried by the fire before you're able to bring the fire. And listen, I'm talking all the way up to the top, all the way down to the bottom. And I'm talking about the hierarchy of the church throughout the United States of America. Matter of fact, I was thinking about this today. I was just thinking about all these mainline preachers. They got cool things to say. And it's not that it's not sound, but it doesn't motivate to strive. It doesn't motivate to press in, Matthew 11:12, into the kingdom of heaven the way Scripture tells us. It doesn't jibe with the old past and the old preachers of the Word of God. There's a big difference, folks. And we're commanded to go back to the old paths. But isn't that interesting, friends? If we're willing and if we're obedient, we will. There's no questions, no negotiations, no debates. If we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. It's a promise. But if not, go around the mountain again. We're going to come right back and we're going to start off hitting the topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Make one more point, and then I want to get you over on social media platforms. Just talking about Deuteronomy 1, it's exactly what's happening. The people have the possession. They're being dispossessed, not by foreigners, but those that are acting like foreigners, those that have betrayed you for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48, just like Judas did Jesus. Same thing happening here in America today. Everybody in this country knows who the bad guys are. They fail to respond to the commandment. They allow the bad guys to continue in setting the narrative. And then fortify themselves in a new crime against the people that they mean to control. It's exactly what's happening, and it's embarrassing. People that call themselves Christians, Americans, patriots, and or conservatives, I am embarrassed for you if you are not standing against the obvious here in so many different ways. You know, I thought of Judges 2, and the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you into the land which I have sworn unto your forefathers. By the way, it was our forefathers that paid the ultimate price to give us what we have today. Okay? They already did all the work. That's all we have to do is maintain it. He said, that I swore unto your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. The Lord said he would never break his covenant with you. Okay, but it's okay for the people to break their covenant with the Lord, all the while knowing that we're blood bought. Hebrews 9:22, Revelation 1:5. Oh, and I can go on and on with blood scriptures, friends. We're bought with a price. We're not our own. We're a blood bought people. 1 Peter 3:18, I'm thinking of as well, so we can understand the cross. But it's interesting to me, friends, how the price was already paid in the natural and in the spiritual. And when Jesus said it is finished, then he gives to the church in Luke 10:19 all power over the enemy. But they don't understand that, nor do they want to hear that, because that means then they have to stand up and do something about it. As I was talking to David Knight yesterday, I said, how do you help with people that don't help themselves? There's no better way to put it. How do you help a people that fail to help themselves? They will not listen. I'll tell you what they love to do is they love to listen to the next person that's going to bring them around the next mountain again. They'll listen to everybody but the voice of the Lord. And what did the Lord say going back to Judges 2? The Lord said, I'll never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no league or an agreement or an affinity with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. You have done this. This is what you've done. This is your doing, Americans. This isn't the Lord's. He said, you have not obeyed my voice. You have not thrown down their altars. You have not dealt with them in obeying my voice. And it came to pass that the angel of the Lord spake these words unto the children of Israel, and that the people lifted up their voice and wept. Yahoo! Woe is me! Woe is me! Woe is me! It's always woe is me! No, you want a woe is me? Go to the cross of Calvary. You want a woe is me? Go to Arlington Cemetery. And guess what? They didn't sit there and whine about what they had to do to give you the freedoms that they paid for. Serious. I believe to the obedient. Now I speak. I speak to the obedient now. I believe that today the Lord is allowing these things to happen where the people allow it. I believe He is testing our obedience to see whether we're obey His voice or no. He wants to know who's going to obey him or no. He's allowing these things to happen. Read the book of Judges 1 and the book of Judges 2. And he talks about the foreigners that he allowed to remain around the children of Israel and testing the Lord and proving the Lord. Not proving the arm of the flesh. Our help come from the hills, Psalm 121. It comes from the hand of God. It doesn't come, friends, from the arm of the flesh, though the Lord may use that in the process of deliverance, but it is what it is. Folks, as I said during an interview with the American Standard last week, he had noted me as one in the midst of all of this that was optimistic in view of all the bad things that are happening in this country. And I said to him, I didn't just say, yeah, I didn't just whimper along with my tail tucked between my leg and capitulate. I didn't do none of that. I just went back to the word of the Lord and I said, you know what? What an opportunity, Americans, that we have to prove the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let judgment fall on the pot upon the heads of the wicked. Let the righteous be delivered in their face. Let the righteous see the foot upon the necks of their enemies. John 18. Oh my goodness, folks. You want to start talking about having church right now? What an opportunity that we have today, Americans. What are you doing with that opportunity? And the only way that you'll see it that way is out of gratitude, because you see that the Christ has already done it for you. And folks, until you're born of the Spirit, you're not going to hear the things of the Spirit. And you better praise God that the Holy Ghost comes to convict you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16, starting in verse 8, to bring about godly repentance. Mark 1, 17. Matthew 3, 2. Acts 2, 38. Acts 20, verse 21. Oh my goodness. Before I hit the next topic, I'm going to go over and take next topic. I'm going to pull up Johnny from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. Great to speak to you. I just wanted to comment on yesterday, your guest you had. I was really surprised you did not call him out on it, but I noticed that two times you asked if Alex Jones was a plant, and two times you asked if Alex Jones was a shill, and you got no direct answer on all of it. You know, he kind of like politicianed you and like slid like a diversion topic in there and directed our attention in another direction.
It was, Johnny, if I felt that, I didn't mean to cut you off, but if I felt that's what he was doing, I would have drew the line in the sand and I would have said, but you didn't answer a question. But I felt that what he was telling us, Johnny, was the answer. And the only thing he can give us is the experience that he had with Alex during that particular time. He can't really go anywhere outside of that, because if he is, then what we're doing is we're actually playing the hypocrites by not practicing what we preach neither. Listen, the only thing I can give you is what I know to be true. And I don't like it coming through hearsay or through a third party. And that's exactly why I pulled David up. And I think David answered very well. And in many of his broadcasts, I thought he did fantastic in just saying, listen, this is what I've seen. This is what they've done. This is what I've seen. This is what they've done. So, Johnny, I didn't personally feel that that's what he was doing, but maybe you caught something that I didn't.
Right. Well, if you could go back and listen to it, and just listen to how when you directly asked him, which you were basically asking him a direct yes or no question, and you didn't get that. And that's all I'm pointing out. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying it went south. I'm just pointing that out.
Well,
dude, I'm telling you, you're so on point with Christ, dude. I commend you, and I can't believe, Bradley, that more people aren't catching on to this, because it's true, everything you say about Christ. I asked God to put something in front of me. If there were any issues in my life that need to be addressed, put it in front of me. And in 24 hours, my wife just, had left me.
Oh, and, my goodness. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't believe it's permanent, but there are some issues that need to be addressed that are, you know, that never have been addressed. And, dude, I'm telling you, he works, but you have to commit, and you have to be faithful.
Amen.
You do have to, you know, trust in the Lord. And I just thank you for promoting God and how you mix the word in with today's reality. Dude, excellent job, sir.
Amen. Johnny, I'm going to tell you this in ending. I am, I have conversed with David a couple times back and forth, and, I do believe that there's a friendship developing here. I literally had, probably about a 3 to 5 minute conversation with David before I pulled him up, because I seen enough of his content out there, but we are going to have him on again. And Johnny, when we have him on again, I want you to call in and, just remind me of that, and I will hold him to that very question.
Yes, sir. You have
Thank
a great day.
You. Yep, you too. Thank you very much. Okay, so I got a hard break coming up right now. By the way, thank you for that, Johnny. But that, again, should tell you as to why there's so much censorship going on here. And the Lord's Spirit's not going to be straightened. We have literally reached millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of people in the last 23 years. And Facebook's not going to stop that. And Twitter's not going to stop that. And we know that they've done their best to do it. The social media platforms are not going to do that. Folks, listen, the more they attack, the more we grow. The more they attack the children of Israel, in the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 12, it says, more that they afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. The bottom line is our message is getting out there, regardless if the bad guys like it or not. And if it wasn't, then why so much censorship, right? Amen. Their censorship is nil. And the fact of the matter is, the Lord's going to take it over the top of their head, and he always has. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Got to get to the main topic right after this. Talk to you in a minute.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The coffin carrying the late Queen Elizabeth is back in the London area. A plane carrying the coffin landed at Royal Air Force Station west of the city. It came there after leaving Scotland, where mourners, including King Charles, traveled to pay their respects. The coffin now making its final trip to Buckingham Palace in central London. A new poll shows Americans are moving on from the coronavirus pandemic. Research out from Axios shows Americans are working and adventuring outside their homes, even though COVID cases increased at the beginning of the summer. The poll finds a vast majority of Americans believe COVID changed our lives forever, but we're now in a better place than a year ago. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is noting a shift in momentum in Ukraine's war with Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the left. Did you know that the word Torah means to point your finger? I'm pointing my finger a lot, aren't I? Yeah, I'm a part of my message. I cannot just sit there. I don't understand that, how people just sit there. They said that John Knox, the great prophet of Scotland, he used to start out preaching real calmly. And they said about 30 seconds into it, the anointing would drop that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27, and all of a sudden he was enraged, right? A righteous indignation. He preached boldly, not what you see today. Anyways, I just thought I'd share that with you. I want to show you something. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, subscribe. Also go over to 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We pair no man, period. Amen? We have the mind of Christ. Holy Ghost bears witness here. The who hath the Son hath life. Okay. Anyways, you can see what it always leans into, right? And the Bible says, those that the Lord sent preacheth forth his word. And that's exactly where we want to stay all the time. I think it was key to our friend in Missouri when he just said, listen how you make the word of God applicable to today's events. That's right. The word of God is applicable to today and forever, period. The word of the Lord endureth forever. The word of the Lord is forever settled in heaven. That means forever. Okay? Let me show you this. This just came up on a social media platform. I highlighted this probably, I'm guessing, 6 months ago during the end of the plandemic. And I said, yes, plandemic. And what it says is the world has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Okay? If you're on social media platforms, pay attention to the top of Facebook. It says, partly false information. The same information was checked in another post by independent fact checkers who have been found to be false fact checkers. Isn't that crazy? So regardless of how many times they've been called out, they keep going out with their bad selves, right? I wanted you to see this. So you just seen that Facebook, see, it's okay for you to be subversive. It's okay for you to lie. It's okay for you to attack who we are as a people. And that's the narrative that's being commended. That's the one that's being promulgated. That's the one that's being preached from these devils and the minions from hell, the useful idiots in the mainstream media. Okay, that's all okay, but the minute you hold to the Word of God and you hold to that of the U.S. Constitution, because that's who we are, what the mainstream media wants you to believe that what we are not is okay, but what we are, that's an offense. And I want to tell you why it's an offense. And it's offense to them because it shows you who's breaking the law. And it's not us. And it's not us. Okay? Did you know that if you make reference to the Declaration of Independence, the FBI puts you on their watch list? Did you know that? Of course it does. They're afraid they might lose the job. They're afraid that the American people might wake up. And hopefully that's what's happening here. But listen to this, okay? Fact checkers, former CNN employees, by the way, Communist Network News, no credibility, zero credibility. They want you to believe they're telling you the truth. The devil wants you to believe that he's now telling you the truth, okay? There's no truth in him. John 8:44. But they're telling you that this is misinformation, okay? I just want you to listen carefully, and if you're on social media platforms, great. If not, that's okay, too. You're going to hear exactly what Bill Gates said, and you're going to find out it's exactly what I just said, that he said, that Facebook and his fact checkers have to say that it's incorrect what I'm telling you. Listen to this. To get a deeper look into the distorted mind of criminal Bill Gates and company, you need look no further than the very one that wants to depopulate the world, who now wants to make you safe by injecting his vaccinations into you and your children's bodies. Now, you tell me, now, did Bill say it?
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Isn't that what the Post states? It's exactly what the Post states. It's exactly what Billy Bob Gates said. He's a sick-minded joker. And the problem is, the joke is on the American people that tolerate this criminal. Okay? But again, fact checkers over at Facebook wants you to believe that what I just posted was incorrect, when in fact we don't do that. And here we are again highlighting the truth of the matter. Let's get over to this. Did you see this? DHS threats from at home and abroad. Okay. The demonization of Americans continued on the anniversary of 9/11. Yes, they got to keep the narrative alive. And when they keep a narrative alive like this, friends, you can tell who's responsible for creating the issue in the first place. It's amazing, after September 11th, the very next day, the FBI had all of the bad guys already rounded up. It's amazing after September 11th how they had on the shelf the Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny. It's interesting to note, and if I had more time, I would show it to you, that not one individual that signed on to the Patriot Act had time to read it. It was stacked high, folks, 3 feet high, on their desk at 3 o'clock in the morning, and not one of them read the Patriot Act before it was signed. It's interesting that General Wesley Clark told us that after September 11th that the American government didn't know who to attack. So what they decided to do is they decided to attack Saddam Hussein, who the CIA had put up until they didn't need him anymore. See, he's expendable. See, that's what happens when you do the deals with the devil. You're expendable. It's just a matter of time before he turns on you. And it includes the people that turned on Saddam Hussein, too, by the way. You reap what you sow. It applies to all of us. But remember, General Wesley Clark said that if there was not natural resource in Iraq, where, by the way, the vice president under George W. Bush made $34.5 billion off of stealing the oil from the Iraqis. So in other words, they attacked a country that had absolutely nothing to do was September 11th. And I played on this show several times where George W. Bush, the little devil himself, and I'm talking about Junior here, admitted the fact that there was no WMDs there. Now, just keep in mind all of the conservatives of the day that went along with him. I think there was one paper, one outlet in the United States that was telling the American people the truth, and they didn't want to hear that one person. Okay? They listen to the mainstream media, and we go out, we destroy a nation, only to find out there's never any WMDs there. Okay? Now going back, General Wesley Clark said that, by the way, go online, it's easy to find. They also pre-planned seven countries they were going to attack, and Donald Trump helped them on the last one. Okay? And this is back in 2001. After September 11th, as a matter of fact, I was in northern Minnesota doing a high school assembly program that morning, and I was in a little trailer house, hotels, they were really cool, and I got a phone call from the sound guy and said, listen, turn your TV on. I turned the television on, and when I turned the TV on, all of a sudden the second tower was hit. It exploded, imploded. By the way, George W. Bush also talked about the implosion inside of the buildings. If you pay attention to what they say, folks, they always tell on themselves. But after September 11th, the first thing that came to my mind, because we see since September 11th that it's been the American people that have been under attack. Folks, Al-Qaeda, which is CIA created, right? All these monsters they create, they're created to bring in their political objectives, right? Okay, so with that said, folks, isn't it interesting that Osama bin Laden during that particular time where it all turned from Saddam Hussein, WMDs, and then it went to Osama bin Laden, and they couldn't find the guy. They just couldn't find him. And then before you knew it, CNN had an interview inside of one of the caves in the Middle East in Afghanistan. And the American people drank the Kool-Aid, right? Right after it was hit, the first thing that went through my mind is what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, had to say. And what did he say? He said, when tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, listen carefully to what our forefathers said. Who would know better than our forefathers? They understood what the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. They know how he acted, and they put it down as to how he acted. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, also known as the father of our Constitution, said this in warning his posterity. That's me and you. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, the reason I was bringing up Osama bin Laden is because Osama bin Laden couldn't have dreamed of doing to the American people what your said representatives have done to you since September 2001. I knew it was aimed at the American people, and if you go back to the very first shows when I was on Salem Communications in Minneapolis, St. Paul, you will find when I was broadcasting in Chicago and in D.C., you will find that I told the American people right there, this is not aimed at a foreign country, this is aimed at you. Now we have this Nazi here, Alejandro Mayorkas, suggested that the biggest terror threat was domestic extremists radicalized by false narratives propagated online platforms. Hey, folks, I'll tell you this, and I'll just, and again, for the grace of God, I'm not moving from any of what I'm holding. I am going to hold to the Word of God. These devils tremble when they see somebody and they war against somebody that holds to the Word of God and keeps the commandments of the Lord. The Bible is clear when it tells us in the book of James that the devils believe and tremble. So does his minions. Who are his minions attacking? Are they attacking the Muslims that we've been told for 18 years that were responsible for dropping the two towers? No! The DHS comes out shortly thereafter and defines 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. And it had nothing to do with foreigners. It had everything to do with those that hold to the Word of God and hold to the Constitution. Hey, folks, listen to me. See the smile on my face? Hold to the Word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Fear not your enemies. Dread them not. He will deliver up them before you. He promises to do so. And he's not a man that he should lie, folks. Look at these Nazis. These are the ones setting the narrative.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction. So it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertycom bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This is not the time to shy away from speaking out on what's really going on here. You know, it's interesting. I just showed you a picture of this Alejandro Mayorkas, and he's accusing, he's demonizing Americans on September 11th. He's the head of the DHS. Keep in mind, right after September 11th, they started to stack the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, another unconstitutional agency, with Muslims. And I don't know if you know the history of the Muslims and Adolf Hitler. Remember after Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, and then he accused his political opposition to stir up his people to go war against them, just like that happened in America verbatim? Isn't that interesting? Then they created something called Fatherland Security. And then right after we were allegedly attacked by Osama bin Laden, isn't it interesting? And it were attacked by Osama bin Laden, and then they go attack Iraq. How does that make sense? See, nobody thought that through, did they? No. They just went with the narrative because they didn't want to have to get involved. They just wanted to support them because they know better than we do. No, they don't. It's all aimed at the American people. And I told you it was aimed at the American people. Okay. But the Americans, what did they do? Well, they didn't create Fatherland Security. No, they had to change the name. And then what they did is they created something called Homeland Security. Right. And see, nobody knew the history of the Bushes, going back to Prescott Bush and his involvement and indictment in 1942 concerning his support and financial support of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. So think about this. The Bushes, going all the way back to the grandpa, was supporting the Nazis. And I want you to think about that. While he was supporting the Nazis, Americans lost over 405,399 men that were fighting against the Nazis. That's the definition of high, high treason. This is the Bushes. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Tell me it's a theory. I want you to show me it's a theory. No. And then when George Bush, I'm talking about the dad now, comes behind Grandpa Bush, he comes in. That's all he's got to do is tell everybody he's a Christian. Everybody goes back to sleep. Yet if you listen to the FBI and the CIA whistleblowers that were actually doing their job, what did they say? Well, they said he's the evilest man alive. They called him Evil Poppy. And then out of nowhere, here comes his son, only answering one question. And what was the question? Who's inspired you the most? And what did George W. Bush say, Jr.? What did he say? Jesus Christ. That's all he had to say, and the church went back to sleep. It sounds like Martin Niemöller during the Third Reich, who said it was the evangelicals that supported Adolf Hitler every step of the way. And then he wrote a book of apology after the Holocaust. It's exactly what's going to happen here. Just like when Jeremiah was trying to warn the people of that particular time. He warned them for 70 years. They didn't want to listen to anybody. I'm sure they called him a theorist until the word of the Lord came to pass, and the Lord said, no more. I'm going to judge. There's a book of Lamentations written, and then everybody turned around and said, oh, we should have listened. Yep, after the fact. Yep, that's the minds of people that don't learn. But look at this. Look at this Nazi. That's exactly what he is. You know what he said, folks? The Homeland Security Secretary made the comments. Keep in mind, they're supposed to be the good guys, right? They're telling you who the good guys are and the bad guys are. They're not pointing their finger at Washington, D.C., where the terrorists are. No. No! No! It's always the little guy. It's never them. No matter if they get caught with a smoking gun in their hand or not, it doesn't matter. It's not really them doing it they want you to believe. We know better than that. We know better than that. We want to tell you who the bad guys are. The gun makers, you know? I mean, I can keep going down this road, too, to stupidity. And that's where they go. But listen to what he said. He said, the threat landscape has evolved considerably over the last 20 years. And that foreign terrorism has now taken a backseat to domestic terrorism. What did I say 21 years ago? It's exactly what he said. There's the evolution. Here, I'm going to go over here real quick. Because I was reading this the other day, and I said, that's exactly what's going on here. Concerning the gift, not claiming to be anything. I'm just talking about the gift, okay? Because we can go down this road and spend the next 3, 4, 5, 6 hours talking about where the Lord has showed us before it comes to pass. And what I'm thinking of right now is I'm thinking of the afflictions of those that give forth prophetic words. And I'm talking about those that hold to the Word of God. I'm not talking about those that prophesy out of their own wicked hearts. No, we're not talking about that. Not talking about them at all. And I'm just, hang on a second. I'm just getting this right now and I want to share it with you. And hey, it tells us in James 5:10. It tells us, I knew it was in chapter 5. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. Okay? And then it tells us, behold, we count them happy which endure the test, the trial. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and merciful. Right? Why is he telling us this? Why is he giving us that? Job. Why is he giving us him as an example? Because he had to suffer the trial to see the word of the Lord proven as he was tried in the fiery furnace, right, of affliction. And so when I look at that, it's exactly how I see it roll out in this ministry. You say something and it's like, okay, I know we're onto something. I know we're onto something. I know we're onto something. Because the Lord is leading us, Romans 8:14, and then all of a sudden, it's like, no, you can slowly see it evolving into, you see the slow manifestation of what you knew you were coming up to. And again, it goes back to, Bradley, what are you talking about? Why do you keep talking about the Nazis and the history of the Nazis and Adolf and the affinity between him and the Muslims and how they were used? Well, folks, you have 35 jihadi camps in America. Okay. See, and what's interesting is this Nazi here, he's not telling you that there's 35 jihadi camps in America. No, these are the ones that are bringing in the Muslims into America to help them in the process of doing what it is that they think that they're going to do. Okay, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And I'm also talking about how they are hired mercenaries. There's no doubt about it. You wouldn't have foreigners coming into America unless they were being allured in by your tax dollars through something called welfare, right? And it goes to more extreme measures when it comes to those that I'm talking about right now. Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of or the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, is now saying it's domestic extremism. Yep, and look at how they've been building this up under Donald Trump. By the way, Donald Trump still isn't in jail, is he? No, but everybody else is being sentenced. And yet he was the leader, according to the narrative. Is anybody putting this together? Nope. He was the one that allured them as they were enticed. Enticed, allured, entrapped, and then accused. It's exactly what happened. And they're still driving the same narrative. Who's the problem? You are. You are. He said, we are seeing an emerging threat, of course, over the last several years of the domestic violent extremism. The individual here in the United States radicalized to violence by foreign terrorist ideology. No. It's not foreign. It's the word of God, and it's our forefathers. And keep in mind, the tyrant of the day, the one that our forefathers threw off, you can find that in the Declaration of Independence. Keep in mind, he called our forefathers and the 13 colonies and the 3% of the population, he labeled them as terrorists too. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you are now. He said the individual here in the United States radicalized to violence by foreign terrorist ideology. That's what he said, this Nazi here. But also an ideology of hate. They've been labeling people that don't agree with their neighbor or their subversive narrative as haters. They call them anti-government, those that hold to the word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. They labeled them anti-government sentiment. I'm not anti-government. I'm for good government. And I'm also for rounding up corruption within government and doing what it tells us to do in the U.S. Constitution and doing what? And I'm talking about impeaching them and prosecuting them. That's what should be going on right now, but that's not what's happening. They're accusing anybody that stands against their subversiveness as haters and anti-government. They're accusing people that are telling you the truth as those that are setting false narratives, propagated, they said, online platforms. Isn't that crazy? And they're calling you domestic extremism because you want to be a free people. Hey, Americans, let me just say this again. It was George Soros that was accredited with saying the only thing standing in the way of a global order, a new global order, is the American people. You can rest assured, friends, and it's almost over with, you are seeing foreigners in these agencies accusing the American people of the very crimes that they are guilty of. And this Nazi right here is a prime example. He is the secretary of the DHS, Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. If people would read the word and the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, they're going to know who the terrorists are by the time they're done reading those documents.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.